The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Most people who are visually impaired do not know how to read Braille. A new system called Cyrus hopes to make it possible to identify and safely use products using raised symbols you can touch. Join us as we'll be talking with Victoria Watts, founder of the Cyrus system. That's what's coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. Today, we are talking with Victoria Watts of Cyrus. Cyrus is an innovative new way of using raised symbols to help people who are visually impaired identify and safely enjoy items they use on a daily basis. Hi, Victoria. Thanks for talking with me today.
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for having me on today.
And thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with me today. I can't wait to get into all things Cyrus, but first, let's find out a little bit about you. Who is Victoria Watts?
Well, Victoria Watts is an extremely passionate mother of four wonderful and amazing children, and I'm also a disability rights activist on a mission to make the world a more inclusive place for the low vision community.
Awesome. And you've managed to channel that passion into something called Cyrus. So with that said, what exactly is Cyrus?
Well, Cyrus came about as a result of, it was actually inspired by my son, Cyrus, who is now 6 years old. But when he was first born, shortly after he was born, we learned that he was born blind due to bilateral retinal detachment and optic nerve hypoplasia. At the time of the diagnosis, I knew absolutely nothing about blindness. It was absolutely terrifying for me as a mother, not so much because he was blind, but because of the stigmas that exist in society and the barriers that exist in society that would prevent him from fully living, enjoying, and experiencing life. So that piece was pretty terrifying for me. And as I started to learn more about the low vision community, I quickly learned about the many, many barriers that exist in society, and one of which is product packaging. I remember one night I was giving him a bath, and for the first time, I, you know, looked at all of the products that were lined up on the shelf, and even though they had always been lined up on the shelf, I thought to myself, how is he going to distinguish one product from another? How is he going to bathe himself, you know, at the age he should be able to do that? How will he be able to go grocery shopping? How will he be able to independently use products? And again, something I never thought about as a sighted person, but realized, you know, that's a huge problem for the low vision community. And when I realized this, I thought there has to be a way to distinguish one product from another. And that's how the journey to create Cyrus began.
Isn't it funny how necessity is just the mother of all invention?
100%. I mean, these are things that most people don't think about, but when you're faced with it, and in this case, faced with this through my son, you know, I thought this is a huge problem, and it's been a problem, and there's got to be a way that we can fix it. I mean, there's got to be a solution to this.
Exactly.
So I spent about 2 years researching, working with the low vision community to develop a solution for this problem.
Awesome. So let's kind of get into Cyrus a little bit. How does it work?
So Cyrus is a system of tactile symbols and embossed QR codes that, you know, make packaging easy to identify by touch and the product information digitally accessible with a simple scan of a raised QR code.
Okay, very, very simple, at least on the surface. I'm sure it's not when you get behind the scenes.
Well, essentially, Chris, it's, you know, essentially it was creating a tactile packaging language that obviously has never been done before, but a tactile packaging language comprised of symbols that everybody can use. Yes, it's designed for the low vision community because this is a huge challenge for them, but I designed it in such a way that every person could use it and benefit from it because the challenges the low vision community face with distinguishing one product from another, those challenges, I mean, yes, they're a little bit different, are also faced by people with any kind of visual impairment, people with any kind of vision loss. For instance, myself, I cannot go into the shower without my contacts because I don't, my vision is so poor without them, I can't distinguish one product from another. So in designing this system, it was important that I designed it from a universal design lens so that it would have benefits for everyone.
You know, this is, we're not talking Braille here. We're talking actual raised symbols. So it kind of leads me into my next question is how is Cyrus different from Braille? And how does it benefit people who are blind or visually impaired?
Great question. I mean, Braille is a beautiful language. My son is learning Braille. He's, like I said, 6 years old, and it is a wonderful language. But for packaging, it doesn't work for the following reasons. Number one, less than 10% of the low vision community is able to read Braille. And I think that's a common misconception that we have in society that everybody that's blind mm-hmm. reads Braille, when in fact there's a very low percentage that can actually read it. And that's due to a variety of reasons that, you know, I'm sure that you're aware of.
Yeah. And I'm one of the 90% that doesn't read Braille.
Exactly. I mean, the urgency to learn it isn't the same as it was 20, 30 years ago. I mean, we have assistive technology and technology is a beautiful thing and a wonderful thing for this community. And the other reason it's different is that Braille, the size requirement that Braille has to be for someone to be able to read it is just not, it's not technically possible on packaging. It takes up way too much space. So for those reasons, I ruled it out. And Cyrus is different in that it's easy to learn, a lot easier to learn than Braille. The symbols are intuitive. So kind of, I liken them to emojis. So they're, you know, pretty intuitive for you to learn. And it's a very simple, easy system and it doesn't take up a lot of space on packaging. And it's a language that everybody can easily learn.
We are talking with Victoria Watts of Cyrus today, and you're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. And I was noticing on your website that you talk about accessibility versus universal design. Could you tell us a little bit about what you mean by that and how Cyrus addresses this?
Well, universal design impacts everyone because it's designed to meet the needs of all people that would like to use it, whereas accessible design only impacts a specific group who happens to have that disability. For example, adding Braille to a product package is a perfect example of accessible design, as it only benefits a very small percentage of people who can actually read Braille. Cyrus, on the other hand, is an example of universal design, where it was designed to be accessed, understood, and used by all people, regardless of their age, ability, or disability. In essence, universal design is just the fundamental condition of a good design. And, you know, it's interesting because universal design is all around us, but people don't understand. A lot of people don't understand that the products and services that they use and love and enjoy were actually universally designed for with disability in mind, but everyone else enjoys it as well. So there's a lot of, it's all around us, but many mm-hmm. people are unaware of that.
Yeah, and a perfect example of that is a cutout in a curb that was originally designed for people in wheelchairs, and it became something that moms or dads pushing strollers started using, or delivery people started yep. using to get their, you know, to get their hand trucks up on a sidewalk.
Great example. Yes, absolutely.
And that's, and like I said, that's just the one I can think of off the top of my head.
I mean, think about Alexa, audiobooks.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, bendy straws. All of those things were designed for people with disabilities, but we all enjoy them. So that's what is so beautiful and so powerful about universal design.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I was noticing on the website that Cyrus is divided into two segments, one being the end user and one being brand awareness. Could you explain how these two concepts work together?
Absolutely. So for the end user, we've developed what's called Touch Tags by Cyrus. And it, this Touch Tags by Cyrus offers consumers an affordable solution that they can add to their favorite products for the product's instant identification. And for brands, the goal for brands is, ultimately, we want brands to adopt Cyrus on their packaging, whether it's integrated on the packaging design or included as an option, you know, using the Touch Tags to add if the end user needs that. So those are how Cyrus works for consumers and also works for brands.
Okay. And then also, this was something that really got to me, and I love, you know, I love the ambitiousness of it. Do you have a goal? And I love this goal. The goal is to make Cyrus a universal standard by 2025, which isn't that far down the road. When did you realize this goal?
When I created Cyrus and launched it as a proof of concept in 2020 with four symbols, shortly thereafter, just listening to the feedback I received from the low vision community and also understanding the impact that Cyrus could have if it was a universal language across all product categories. I'm talking across all CPG categories, because this is an issue across the board. It's not just an issue in one particular category. It's an issue with all packaging. So when I realized that the impact that Cyrus could have if it became the universal universal tactile language and, you know, hopefully a standard required on packaging at some point, that's when I established this goal of making it a universal standard. And, you know, over the past couple years, I've had a lot of conversations with brands and some notable CPG companies who have expressed interest in including Cyrus on their packaging, and there's been a lot of interest, which is really exciting. We do not have a brand that we can speak of as of yet that has adopted the system, but we've had a lot of interest, and you know, and I'm sure you're not won't be surprised, but what I'm going to say next is that it all comes down to dollars and cents.
Yeah,
unfortunately, and that's how things work in business. Mm-hmm. And with brands. And it all comes down to, you know, is there enough demand out there for us to, you know, add money onto our product packaging? So it's been a little bit of a roadblock for me, and it's frustrating because it is something that, yes, it may cost a brand a little bit more, but they're going to be reaching an audience that they were unable to reach prior to with money to spend.
Exactly.
And so, so that's been a little bit of an uphill battle, but that's what led to Touch Tags by Cyrus and being able to offer it directly to consumers. So instead of waiting for, you know, every brand to jump on board with this, we can deliver the power of Cyrus technology directly to consumers through our Touch Tags. And in doing that, we can, you know, begin to educate and teach this new language and also build the consumer demand that is necessary to force brands to spend that money. That's just how it works.
Definitely.
Consumer demand dictates a lot.
Oh, yeah, and that's what we as a visually impaired community need to do is to, you know, there's an old saying that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and we need to start being more squeaky as a community.
Exactly. And this is a problem that people live with every single day. And I've created a solution that works, that makes sense, that, you know, is a great solution for this. So we need to get that into the hands of consumers that need it the most. Then the brands will follow at some point. But right now, it's important to provide that assistance.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. And I, you know, there are times that I have a hard time identifying stuff myself that I'm using, whether it be, you know, in the shower or around the house or, you know, something like that. So there's definitely a need for it. Could you walk us through the process of how a company or an organization would go through to get the symbol or to get a symbol associated with their brand or product?
Sure. So if a brand is interested in adopting Cyrus on their packaging, they would just simply contact us using the contact form on our website. Mm-hmm. And then once we have a clear understanding of the number of SKUs and the stage of the packaging design process, and really understand the level of support this brand would need to implement the system, then we can determine, you know, the amount of time needed to complete the, you know, Cyrus certification, which is essentially, you know, using the symbols on their packaging. You know, but we need to make sure that if they do want to adopt the symbols on the packaging, that they are implemented correctly because they serve a function, right? They have to be, you know, raised to a certain height and, you know, all of the different requirements we have through our Cyrus certification guidelines.
Okay, and, well, I had a question there, and it totally slipped to my mind.
And then one more thing, let me just mention to follow up with what I said, because I'm thinking your question might have been around the Cyrus certification. You know, one thing I'd like to mention is that, you know, as we continue to build out the Cyrus language, because I envision this language being across all CPG categories, we welcome collaborations with brands and industry leaders. It's not something I ever set out to do solely myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that obviously, you know, collaboration helps you get there better and faster. But yeah, I mean, brands interested in adopting the system or even working with us to develop symbols that perhaps we haven't created yet is also an option.
We are talking with Victoria Watts today of Cyrus, and you're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. And we've talked about brand recognition, and we talked about how it works in concert with the end user. And I want to talk a little bit about the end user now, because that is the majority of the people who are listening here are end users. Let's talk about the end user. How does someone utilize the symbols to access information about the product or its ingredients?
The symbols, the tactile symbols identify the specific product. So, you know, if it's a face moisturizer, it would have the tactile symbol for face moisturizer.
Okay.
If it's a face oil, it would have the symbol for face oil, et cetera. The embossed QR code that is part of the Cyrus system is what contains the specific product information, directions for use, et cetera. So through scanning the embossed QR code, and the reason we emboss them is because, obviously, working alongside the low vision community, we learned that, yes, QR codes are a valuable tool, but when they're not embossed or raised, it's very difficult for someone with low vision to find them. So that's why we emboss them. So that embossed QR code contains that specific product information.
Okay. That was kind of what I was curious about, because I know that with the raised symbol itself, it would just be a matter of memorizing what the symbol feels like as to what it is. But if someone, you know, for whatever reason needs to know what the ingredients are or how to care for it, you know, as far as storage or something like that, how would they get that information? And that's in the embossed QR code that you were talking about.
Yeah, and it just furthers that, you know, notion that if you combine tactile and technology together, you can create a fully accessible package.
Definitely.
Because technology is great, but technology will never replace touch. And touch is a very important piece, as you know, and technology sometimes fails. Your server's down, your phone's broken, you don't have a phone. You know, maybe you're an older person and you don't know how to navigate all that stuff, but your touch is touch. Touch is never going to change. So that's why having both tactile and technology is key.
You touched on this earlier, and I kind of want to, you know, get a little bit more detail about it, but individuals, end users, can purchase stickers to use around the house or around work. What kind of stickers do you offer?
Well, our stickers we call tags. It's called Touch Tags by Cyrus. And currently we are in the process of launching 3 of Touch Tag kits that cover skincare, self-care, and home care. And essentially, you know, a consumer would purchase the Touch Tags and then they would apply them to, you know, their favorite products or current products that they're using, you know, at home for their instant, you know, identification. Our touch tag sheets, again, working alongside the low vision community, we were able to design a very accessible sheet. So we have a lot of different accessibility features on the sheet to, you know, address any potential issues a low vision user may have. It was very important that everything was accessible. And, you know, we've been doing a lot of focus groups over the past 6 months, and so far the feedback has been wonderful, and the community has been wonderful, because without the low vision community, I would not have been able to do this and design this in the way that it has been designed.
Okay. You mentioned the sheets. Are there any other options to getting the tags?
Well, they're only available through our touch tag kits that you can purchase.
Okay.
And each kit comes with two sets of symbols, and there's also an embossed QR code that you scan, and everything is audible. The instructions are audible. There's audio descriptions of every single symbol. So it's pretty interactive and really thoroughly accessible from outer to primary packaging.
I gotcha. With the embossed QR codes on the tags, is it possible for someone to input their own information to associate it with that QR code? Let's say I buy a sheet of the tags, and I want to associate a tag with, say I want to label something, a can of food in my pantry. Is it possible to scan the QR code and maybe associate some extra information with it specific to my needs, or is the information associated with the QR codes set in stone?
No, the information with the QR code, I mean, that's part of the system, but it's a separate piece, and it's separate to whatever the particular product is.
Okay.
That makes sense.
It does. It does.
So basically, the touch tags that we are providing is providing the tactile language that can be applied to the products. So it doesn't have anything to do with the actual QR codes on the actual product itself, if the product even has a QR code. Eventually, you know, as we get this moving and more brands decide to get what we call Cyrus certified, part of that certification requirement is, part of it is, you know, applying the symbols to the packaging in the right way, but also the other piece is making the product information digitally accessible. And that could be through an embossed QR code. It also could be through Novalens technology and other different technologies that are out there. But as long as the product information is accessible, digitally accessible, and they have the Cyrus system, then their products can be deemed Cyrus certified, if that makes sense.
Okay, and real quick, you mentioned something, if I heard this correctly, Novalens. Did I say that right?
Yes.
For someone who may not know what that is, what is it?
Novalens is a fantastic technology developed by a gentleman over in Spain whose brother, I believe, is blind. And basically what Novalens does is you download the application. It's a free application, but Novalens will pick up if there's a Novalens code anywhere, I mean up to like, you know, 100 feet away. Maybe that's an exaggeration. Maybe like 50 feet away.
Okay.
It will pick up that code.
Oh, okay.
And that code acts as a QR code, and it will read out whatever information is programmed to it. For instance, Kellogg's adopted the Novalens code on all of their cereals in Europe about 2 years ago. So essentially, people who are blind can go into the grocery store and be able to independently shop through Novalens and find the product that they're looking for. It's pretty amazing technology. We're starting to see little dribs and drabs of it in the U.S., but it's pretty amazing. In that case, you wouldn't have to emboss the QR code because your phone is going to pick it up. And they use it a lot in transportation systems over in Europe, too, to provide directions so that people, again, don't have to ask people for help and they have that independence. Because really, at the end of the day, that's what we're striving for.
Exactly.
Independence.
Exactly.
But it's amazing technology. It's definitely worth looking into.
Because, you know, the biggest key for people who are visually impaired is when it comes to navigating is it's that last 50 feet. I mean, that's the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
right.
if this helps with that and helping with, transit, you know, mass transit, you know, that's mm-hmm. incredible. Because anytime I go out somewhere to a, you know, if I go to Chicago or Miami or whatever, and, you know, I've got to get around using public transit, I'm sunk because it is,
you know,
they try, but, you know, it's not perfect. It's not, I like to say accessibility is not a one size fits all solution.
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree. And it's great, like I said, technology when you're navigating you know, navigating around and shopping in the store. But when you're at home, you know, to have to depend on pulling out your phone, opening up your app, doing all this stuff. I mean, you can't take your phone in the shower with you. That's why, you know, a tactile language is so important and so helpful for that in-home use. So that you can grab the product and be like, okay, this is my cereal, or this is my face wash, or this is my whatever it is. So important to have that touch or that tactile piece.
I could not agree more. In addition to the symbols and the Cyrus tags, is there anything else in the pipeline that you can tell us about?
Well, we are currently expanding and growing the system beyond what we currently have. We have about 50 plus symbols across 6 different categories, and we're working to expand that even further. There are many categories that, I mean, pretty much every CPG category is fair game at this point. So we're working with we're in discussions with some bigger brands to potentially help us do that.
That's incredible. I can't wait to see this stuff come out. This is great. If someone would like to learn more about Cyrus, how can they go about do that? And how could they go about purchasing a sheet of the Cyrus tags?
Well, to learn more about Cyrus, visit our website. It's cyrussystem.com. And to get on the list for Touch Tags, you can visit touchtags.co. We have not launched our official site, but there is an area where you can sign up to get on the list for, you know, updates on our launch, et cetera. And of course, follow us on social at the Cyrus System.
And you're on all the major social platforms?
Yeah, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, yeah, all of them. TikTok is a big one for us too.
Awesome. Is there anything else you would like to cover that I may have missed or forgot about?
I'm not sure. Let me think about that for a second.
No worries.
No, I mean, I guess all I'd like to say is, you know, this is a movement. This is creating something that's never been done before, but it's something that we need to do. It's a simple, intuitive system that benefits everyone, but we need everyone's support. We need people to get behind this. We need people to advocate for this and demand this, because that is what is going to move the needle, is consumer demand for this system.
I could not agree
more. We need support.
I could
not
agree
more. It's going to take a village.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. With that said, I am going to thank you profusely for your time and speaking with us and speaking with me today about the Cyrus system. It is greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure speaking with you about this. I mean, it's obviously something I'm extremely passionate about. So my pleasure to share this with you today.
Awesome. Thank you. Once again, I'd like to thank Victoria for talking with us today. If you would like to learn more about the Cyrus system or purchase a Tags by Cyrus kit, visit their website at cyrussystem.com. And that is spelled CyrusSystem.com. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.